Come, lovers, all, and you shall hear near Tabor Town in Oxfordshire. Upon the 30th day of May, a virgin cast herself away. The story's true, which I do tell, as many folks can witness well. She was entangled sore in love, that nothing could her grief remove. A serving man had gained her heart, she wounded was by Cupid's dart. But still she feared he was not true, though love did every day renew. Oh, jealousy, a cruel thing, it often does destruction bring. For now it may be truly said, it caused the death of this poor maid. For day by day she did suspect that he at last would her reject. Her countenance began to change, and often by herself would range. She sighed and sobbed, and often said, I basely am by love betrayed, and I no longer will endure, since I can find no hope of cure. And thus at last it came to pass, she found a pistol charge it was. She smiled and clapped it to her heart, cried, now I'll ease me of my smart. Farewell, both high and low degree, perfidious man, farewell to thee. For now I will, whate'er ensue, remove my grief, vain world, adieu. My trembling hand bid me forbear, my conscience starts and death doth fear. But shall I be afraid to die? I am resolved, no, not I. And when she had these words expressed, she did discharge it at her breast, the pistol giving a report unto the place some did resort. Where she lay dead upon the floor, and weltering in her purple gore, they stood a while, and on her gaze the dreadful sight made them amazed. Her true love doth lament her case, that she should have so little grace. He sore doth weep and beat his breast, and day and night can take no rest. He sighs and sobs and makes great moan, and cries, alas, my love is gone. The loss of her disturbs his mind, no ease or comfort he can find. I charge you now, true lovers all, take warning by this maiden's fall. Be not too violent in your love, or least it should your ruin prove.